It's almost time. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. With the midterm elections now 2 days away, President Biden campaigning for Pennsylvania Democratic U.S. Senate candidate John Fetterman and gubernatorial candidate Josh Shapiro in Philadelphia Saturday. Here's the president touting his gun reform bill he signed into law this year.
I signed the most significant gun safety law in nearly 30 years. I proposed over 100,000 new police officers, but here's the deal. Public safety is why John got into public service in the first place. Oz won't do a thing about guns.
Republicans, including Fetterman's opponent, Dr. Mehmet Oz, say that soft-on-crime policies are responsible for the rising crime in major U.S. cities. Nobody has come forward yet to claim Saturday night's $1.6 billion Powerball jackpot, the highest in history. Mike Phillips of Orlando says what he would do if he was the winner.
I would make sure that my family was taken care of, wouldn't have no bills. I would probably still work a little bit, but just retire and just chill and enjoy life.
Saturday's winning numbers, 28, 45, 53, 56, 69, and Powerball number 20. The Houston Astros winning their second World Series in six seasons Saturday night.
Houston beat the Philadelphia Phillies 4-1. The Astros take the crown in six games. All the scoring came in the sixth inning. Yordan Alvarez belted a three-run shot off reliever Jose Alvarado. That put Houston in front for good. Moments later, Christian Vasquez added an insurance run with an RBI single. 73-year-old Dusty Baker became the oldest manager ever to win a World Series title.
That's Fox's Bob Mortally. Daylight savings ends at 2 a.m. local time. Remember to set your clocks back 1 hour. America is listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Russia's continued attacks on Ukraine, forcing its energy grid to operate in emergency mode. Fox's Greg Palcott reports from Kyiv, Ukraine.
Air raid sirens blaring out again in Kyiv. Targets were hit by Russian missiles in the southern part of Ukraine. Big fight is brewing over the key Russian-held city there of Kherson. Plus, more clashes in the east. As Russia continues, yes, to batter the energy infrastructure here, officials announcing more blackouts to conserve power, reminders of war, but also signs of U.S. support here. The Pentagon has just approved another $400 million in U.S. military aid to Ukraine. The thinking going forward, though, is at the very least, there will be more oversight of the aid dispensation and maybe some cutbacks as well, and that is feared.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi gives an update on her husband, Paul Pelosi, following his attack in their San Francisco home. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer has more.
Pelosi spoke out about her husband's recovery and thanked well-wishers.
It's going to be a long haul, but he will be well. And it's just so tragic how it happened. But nonetheless, we have to be optimistic. He's surrounded by family, so that's a wonderful thing.
Mr. Pelosi suffered a fractured skull and other injuries when the intruder attacked him with a hammer. When asked what would make her feel better, Pelosi told people to go out and vote.
The suspect, 42-year-old David DePap, has pled not guilty and is facing several charges, including assault on the immediate family member of a federal official and attempted kidnapping of a federal official. Duran Duran, Pat Benatar, Lionel Richie, and the Eurythmics' Annie Lennox, among the new members inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame at the Microsoft Theater in Los Angeles Saturday night. I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.